Stay on that. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. It's 1:21. I am with Philip Morris. I wanted to bring this up, not so much to get into the details of the case, because I think it is a sad, disappointing story. I have no connection to her, but as of yesterday, Milwaukee Alderman Shantia Lewis was convicted of misconduct in office, campaign finance felonies, and was removed from office. And she was someone who was running for Senate, right? And so she had big goals for what she wanted to do with her own political career. And I don't know a ton of details of the story, but some of what I do know, and I know this, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but you know, when Mike, my fiance, was running for mayor, not an experience, literally his first time stepping foot into politics. And he would look at me and be like, well, am I allowed to do this? I was like, why are you asking me? I don't know campaign finance law. And I'm not saying that those rules are not in place for good reason, because they are, right? And there's already abuse of the laws that we do have. But it is, they can be very complicated. They can be easy to not know that that's this, that, or the other, or what you can use money for and how to keep your things separated. I mean, a lot of us aren't even good at our personal finances, let alone having your personal finances mixed with your campaign finances, and especially when you already don't have that much money, and how that all mixes. And so is this story, is she deserved to be villainized, or is this a story of someone who's being made an example of?
I definitely don't think she should be villainized and demonized here in this aspect, because I think there's a bigger picture here. Shantia has done really good things. She's worked on a lot of great projects. I don't have any personal tie or attachment or know her in that light, but I have followed some of the things that she's been a part of and a lot of things that she's helped get moving. You know, said having people that are willing to be the person that's going to say, I'm going to do this to get action for the city I live in and the city and the communities I love, are hard to come by. And I think the bigger picture here is that there's a lack of education. We talk about it all the time. Kids don't have, you know, personal financial education and that acumen at a level that prepares them for adulthood. Well, the same thing holds true for someone, you know, attempting to be in office or taking office. I think there's an education, just like for, you know, freshman senators and congressmen, they should go through these things. Campaign finance should be on the front rails of this. Like, hey, create a certification or some kind of program that as you're running for these things, you have to learn this before you can even, you know, get on the ballot or take the position. So I think there's some education there, and I'm not making any excuses for her, but I do think it's an opportune time to make an example out of somebody, you know, and I think it's one where it puts a lot of people's feet to the fire, because are you going to go back and look at all the fit people that came in that same time to make sure that they're all above board? I'm sure there's some kinds of checks and balances that are there, but, you know, let's make sure that, you know, we're not railroading someone because we're just trying to go after, you know, this one thing that just seems like, oh, let's go here.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I think this was this morning, Journal Sentinel, yeah, this is today, you know, I think on the heels of her conviction, they outlined five other former common council members who faced criminal charges. And so, and I don't want to go through all of them because I don't know enough details, but it'd be interesting to try to see the where is the line between corruption and malintent versus ignorance?
I think there's a gray area. It's a fine line. You know, rules are rules. You know, and we set things in place that are there to protect, you know, the public as well as the individual. And so I think there's opportunities, again, to educate those there that when they're getting those positions, hey, I'm going to run for this office, that they're aware of all these things. I know there's probably lines and lists and emails and documents and websites that you get referenced to like, hey, learn these things. But, you know, do you have an assistant that can read those to you and give you the cliff notes? Do you have an awesome Jane that can produce, you know, hey, the cliff notes of what I need to know about campaign finance, the do's and don'ts, here's the major red flags? I doubt that there's enough of that out there. I'm sure there's something, but there's definitely not enough. And clearly, if the Journal Sentinel's finding, hey, we identified some more that quickly, then what was going on along the lines here? Why weren't those found in real time? Why are we finding out these post-haste and after the fact and, you know, not letting us know and having the opportunity? Because if I'm a voter, I would also like to know these things before I vote for this person, if they've got a track record, or if we're saying things and somebody's not pointing these things out to them before they get in office. And, you know, I don't care if it's $100, but it could be a major part of the budget. And now we've got a bigger, you know, issue going out there where we've got money and dollars that aren't being put to the best use.
But it's also annoying, I think, in the face of these are aldermen, mm-hmm. right? This is, in at least in Milwaukee, it's 75, 72 grand a year, which is not nothing. I mean, that's more than our state legislature's tours make. But I don't know if you're coming out rich the same way that everyone, literally almost everyone who goes to Congress mm-hmm. comes out in a very different financial situation than they went in with, right? And how is that legal? Whether, you know, the things that these kind of mundane laws where this one we've decided you can't do, but taking money in all these other ways you can, and making the laws that set the rules for companies and their stocks, and you can invest in those stocks and all those things. And so it's like part of this also makes me question who's making the rules for which level of government, mm-hmm. and some are okay and some are not.
Yeah, I would agree. I said, I think there are definitely rules and levers that get pulled for different parts. And again, it's political, but I don't want to make, you know, the political statements there. I said, but I think in certain places, certain cities, certain demographics, that those levers get exercised and used a lot more than others. You know, I'm not going to name any counties versus other counties, but we know that these types of investigations and these past, you know, misdeeds probably aren't being looked into the way they are in places, you know, like they are in Milwaukee or Milwaukee County.
Well, and is that potentially, because it'd be interesting, do you know how much, because I was surprised when I learned how much aldermen make, what their salaries were in Milwaukee. And it'd be interesting to see how that compares to Madison, which is our second biggest city. And not that it's not a full-time job, but to push back some, is it because there's more power and there's more money involved than an alderman in, let's say, Waukesha, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's a part-time position. I think they make like 12 or 13 grand a year. And so is there more attention because the stakes are higher or because other assumptions of how the corruption and the machine and the things that happen in big cities? I don't know.
I think you hit it right on the head with the machine. I said in those bigger cities, those bigger communities, there's more influence that's there. And in those positions, you know, there are aldermen's names that have been there and alderpersons' names that have been there for some time that do wield power whether we think they do or not.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. When we come back, we're going to have some fun with what it's like to check your local.